This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back with another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. This is kind of interesting. It's the Core Four back at it again with the white van, City Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds' Instagram handle. Save me from myself.
We have to start over. Amir, you host a podcast. Danny, you're a stand-up. You introduce the show. Start us off. Whenever you're ready.
Wow.
Don't put that on him.
Hey, everybody. This is another episode of the HeadGum Podcast with one of its newest employees, Danny. Still happy to have a job. Thank you for having me again.
I like that you say that like you're on thin ice. Do you know how many times I've almost been fired?
Just never know with today's climate.
Yeah, you are arguably the most cancelable employee.
Why?
What do you mean, why? A follow-up?
What?
A follow-up? I just wasn't expecting that.
I'm saying you're the one who's always on thin ice. You're the most cancelable employee. So, like, why are you putting that out there on somebody else? That's not deflecting all the blame.
All right.
You're the one who spams our Slack every fucking weeknight, weekend night.
Sure.
With, is Sanjay Gupta's uncle? Is... Yeah, asking employees what their count is on the podcast. Like, these are all borderline illegal disqualifications.
I'm not going to apologize for being a culture fit.
All right.
Danny, it's kind of interesting. Since you are one of the newest hires, first of all, you're joining the company at its best iteration. But I've kind of been here since, 2016, Amir?
Yeah, I don't know.
When it was a shell, not only a shell of itself, but a shell corporation. It started as, you sell a podcast, maybe you tell 10 friends about the podcast and they sell, and then you kind of get paid. It's kind of a Mary Kay situation.
We used to just sell knives. Yeah.
Yeah. We called it Rutco because Amir was in a rut and then he met Avital and then he's come out on the other side. And now you have art on your walls.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Because we shot an episode of If I Were You, a video podcast. I was like just camera operator and there was no art on the walls.
Yeah, it was new here. It was a new place. I hadn't decorated yet, but yeah, I appreciate you saying that out loud 4 years later. Appreciate it.
Amir, Marika, Danny and I were talking before you hopped on the Zoom because just if you're listening, he was late.
Not really.
How this show, Marika pitched this podcast. This is Marika's brainchild really. And I'd like to keep it that way as a happy hour, a company happy hour that people could kind of eavesdrop on. So Danny and I have an alcoholic beverage. Amir, would you like to join?
Well, I have this watermelon juice.
And watermelon,
I'm sort
of lemon,
riding that
juice.
Yeah, I'm sort of riding that sugar high.
Marika's in a Carhartt beanie. Danny's in a Nike dad cap. Amir looks like an uncle, but not in a hot way.
So the default for uncle is hot.
You've really been going after his appearance today. I saw your comment on his Instagram.
I was going to bring it up. Amir, you posted an absolutely fire Instagram series.
It was lit.
Yeah.
For sure.
How do you feel with those photos being of you?
They're nice. They turned out well. Phil and Sarah have a very artistic eye and they had a cool vision and we went to a cool place and took some awesome photos. And yeah, I'm happy with how they turned out for sure.
Follow up. Did you reach out to them? Did they reach out to you? How did that come to be?
They reached out to, I think, Avital and she responded. And I guess they had photographed a bunch of our friends and, we vetted them and they were, talented, obviously worth our while. And it was a fun afternoon there.
And to be clear, your friends include Nick Kroll and Butch Walker, because I looked at their Instagram account and there are some famous people there, man. I mean, for you to be in
there.
What's that?
I was vaguely agreeing with you, but sort of urging you with my eyes to move on.
Yeah, for sure. No, just for you to be uttered in the, for Amir, here we go. Amir Blumenfeld was photographed by somebody who also photographed Butch Walker. That's impressive.
Yeah. Thank you, I guess.
This is like a typical work happy hour. Like the guy
comes
to the
boss. Yeah, I'm being
like
confronted.
I mean,
kind of, yeah.
This is tight.
Yeah.
Marika, back by popular demand. This is our first segment. Marika takes the reins. But we'll engage with you, but this is
No one said this was a popular segment.
I had several people on the HeadGum Discord asking for more Marika. And more Danny.
People did like Danny. Aww.
Danny was a hit. Absolute hit.
Is it...
The segment is Marika Takes the Reins, so I don't know why everybody's staring at me.
Usually there's like music. Or
yeah,
like...
I thought there was going to be music.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, there doesn't have to be.
No, I mean, if you guys want music, I can make music happen. It's just like, this would be better before we start.
No. Amir's furious.
I was going to leave, but like, we're only at the 6-minute mark.
Where to begin?
It doesn't have to be a game or a segment. It could just be something that's on the top of your brain. Getting back to
the... Is this
the
one
roots.
Where like you say Marika has to talk like for 2 minutes straight or something?
Yeah, this is a different iteration because that she hated that and I don't want to like... Tonight of all nights, I just don't want to piss Marika off.
Thank you.
Can I explain why for the audience?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so first of all, Jake was supposed to record with us last Friday and then he couldn't. So we pushed it to Tuesday so that he could. And then he canceled within the last 10 minutes before the record, which is fine. But then he was like, oh, I'm good for the next one, though. Thursday at 6, obviously. Actually, it was at 5. And then he said 6 would be better. Moved it to 6. Canceled again last minute. So the idea was, and I was toying with this afternoon, is kind of spamming HQ, the Slack channel that everybody at the company is on for the most part. Being like, hey, does anybody want to do it? Any of the new? Because we've had Danny on, but there's two other people that were also hired around the same time, Angie and Sam. I would love to get a Shackle interview on this show and treat it as more like a WTF type of show. Like really go
one-on-one.
Yeah, I'm Shackle.
She'd hate it.
Who are your people? Who are your people?
Is that your Marc Maron?
Yeah.
The last name too. That's strong. I feel like this is a certain kind of swag you have to have for people just to go straight for the last name as your...
Yeah.
As your
you could be a Sellers.
At times. I've been Sellers at times. At times it's just been Danny.
That's only been when you've been remorseful.
Meaning?
Seller's remorse.
Like seller's remorse.
Yeah.
Oh, that was strong. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's because it doesn't exist.
Zero regrets selling it. Yeah, I don't think anybody regrets selling stuff.
Yeah.
Making money.
I real regret selling something.
Dan, can I get your opinion on something?
Yes.
Obviously, real estate is still hot, weirdly, even though obviously interest rates are low.
Obviously. Just fucking talk. Don't like say obviously. Nothing is obvious what you say. So just fucking say what you need to say. You don't have to preface it with anything. Obviously, real estate is hot. Obviously, interest rates are low. Get rid of the obviously. Talk like a normal person. Go for it.
Lenders were predicting low interest rates. I caught myself on that one. Low interest rates. And with this pandemic, people were wondering, would it again become a buyer's market? Are we going to see a repeat of 2009 or 2010? And we haven't yet, which is interesting. And it's still a seller's market. But what's interesting with you, Danny, and what I want to get to the root out here, is that even if it was a buyer's market, for you, it would be a seller's market. You know what I mean?
100%.
Because of his last name.
The fact that it took you 2 minutes to say that was worth it.
Yeah. A long walk, they say. That was a long walk.
Yeah, it was worth it, though.
Well... That's because you're polite.
Danny, what are your aspirations? You're a stand-up comedian, obviously revered in Chicago. What's the dream job? What's the dream house style? What do you see yourself in 10 years doing?
Dream house style. I like a nice mid-century modern.
Love that.
A lot of windows. I want to be able to keep my job here because that pays my bills. Moving to LA once the panoramic is over, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Sorry, the what?
The pandemic is just a joke.
He said it like sort of in a silly fashion. By the way, you love shit like that. And the moment somebody else indulges you for half a second, you call them out on it.
I just didn't. I got it because I'm intelligent about shit. But that's actually really funny.
What, calling it a panoramic?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Now you're like spending too much time.
No, I don't think anyone's making money off of stand-up now, so I think that's pretty fair to say. But even before,
we got to get you to do a HeadGum Live. We do these variety we do these reality shows, and
sorry, what was that?
Ferris, cut this out, but I had a fucking voice crack.
A fucking voice crack.
No, we do these live variety shows at in Silver Lake in LA, and you should do a slot. That'd be awesome.
Well, if one of the bosses would be willing to have me, I'll be more than happy to.
Amir hates showing up to them.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jeff is responsible for the show, so the invite's already there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Executive producer.
Yeah. Usually it's for better or for worse. Like, usually people say that. It's just for worse.
You can, I mean, decent vibe. This thing about it, when the world is back normal, hopefully the demand is so high that we can just be a little bit shitty, but it's okay because people just need live vibes.
Do you think you'll be rusty when you get back at it? You've been doing some virtual shows and some outdoor shows, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm rusty even when I've done shows that night. Like, the rust is there. But I think once things go back to normal, we all get in a routine, I'll find some funny somewhere.
And then, Marika, you were saying that you were being audited. So I was just wondering, this isn't for the show, Ferris cut this out, but I just want to make sure you're like doing okay financially.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you.
Yeah.
Means a lot for you to check in, but I'm fine. Everything's great.
Is that a new hat? I like Carhartt.
Yeah, I just bought it.
You like Carhartt? I bought it from
Yeah.
So he was Danny Sellers thinks that Carhartt hats are cool.
I always wonder if I can wear hats on like client calls and stuff.
Yeah, Jeff just left. He's ruffling through an old briefcase of his.
He definitely can.
Came back with a Carhartt hat.
Yeah.
You don't have to impress me, Jeff.
Really?
That's all he has.
I actually really hate the hat. It's too tall.
You got to get the one that folds too. You can't have just the...
Yeah, you got to fold it.
The call that, like the Scully. That's like a Scully. You need a beanie.
Yeah, I just bought this like a week ago. Now it's all I wear. It's great.
I need to find good outfits for client calls.
I think you always dress stylish. Remember when we were the Beanie Boys?
Yeah, I did. I remember that. That was pretty tight.
What about a Henley? That'll allow you to like stay casual while still dressing it up more than like a t-shirt.
Yeah, I need to do something. I need someone to share with me like good Zoom outfit.
I'm pretty bad at Zoom outfits. All I have are t-shirts. The occasional hoodie if it's chilly out.
My clothing is definitely like, my style has gotten worse during the pandemic for sure.
How do you figure?
I feel like I would say that I was getting really into like collared shirts and jumpsuits right before this hit, and I was like buying a lot more of those. And then as soon as I was staying home all the time, I was like, I don't have to wear these anymore. And so now I just wear t-shirts and sweatshirts and sweatpants all the time. That's all I wear.
Jeans are not tight. I feel like anytime I have to wear jeans, I'm furious for the next 3 hours.
All I wore for pants was jeans, and now I haven't worn them. I've worn them like twice since I've been inside, and that was to go outside for things.
Yeah, like you don't need a jacket in New York this winter because you're not really leaving.
Yeah, and I literally just bought a new coat at the end of last winter, so I was really prepared, and now it's there's no point.
I guess you could take walks in the cold.
Maybe.
What do people wear in LA? Like, is it still t-shirts and shorts, or is it different?
Yeah, I mean, during the day, it's still fairly warm out still. It's like in the 80s still, but at night it gets chilly. Hoodie weather.
Jeff.
Anything, Jeff? Nothing to add.
I think LA literally only gets cold in January. That's the only time I'm ever like, God, I need like to put something else on. Otherwise, it's like I could do with or without a hoodie at night. It's just kind of nice and novel that I get to wear another layer. T-shirt and jeans, or like shirt and jeans, is really kind of the only vibe. Or shorts.
Are you a cardigan guy?
No.
I could see you rocking a cardigan like sometime on like nice dinner dates and stuff.
And then to you, that's like just like a small comment, but that'll like stick with me all week. And like, luckily I have therapy at 8. So like, I'm going to be okay.
What will you say at therapy that'll help you forget that? Which was basically just a question about whether you wear a cardigan or not.
And also like a compliment that you could pull them off.
It's not a bad piece of, it's just a very specific piece of, I can't even finish the joke.
I think if it was 2012, I would be beaming right now. But no, it's 2020. We're in a global pandemic. You just told me that I could rock a cardigan, which is, you might as well told me to go fuck myself.
They're coming back.
They're absolutely not. They never went away. They never went away enough for them to come back.
You know, so that, and that's a problem because?
What's coming back?
Why are they bad
in my eye is the kind of early aughts, late 90s, like long sleeve t-shirt, short sleeve t-shirt on top.
You think that's it's comparable to that? No way.
No, I'm saying that that's like, okay, that's something that's going to come back. I think it's already back. And I'm going to layer that. I'm just like there's nothing you can say that'll tell me not to, Amir.
You shouldn't do that.
That's right.
It shouldn't come back and you shouldn't do it.
Whatever, man. A friend of mine wore it the other day and she looked great. So
I don't know. I just don't know.
For sure.
Jeff, what's the worst piece of clothing that you've owned?
Definitely the smoking jacket. That I've worn on a couple of podcasts. Danny, I used to smoke pipe tobacco in high school.
In high school, what? Sir? You definitely had to have worn cardigans if you were rocking.
In high school, sir?
His watch collection.
Hard bottom shoes and stuff.
Look, I wanted to smoke something. I didn't want to inhale and fuck up my lungs.
So you smoked something legally, but very complicated.
That's like basically smoked a Rubik's Cube.
Right. You need a lot of supplies to smoke. You need the actual hardware. Then you need an extra lighter.
You could have gotten into like hookah. Right.
I think that's stupid.
That's stupid?
No, look, I really liked jazz and New Orleans culture. And there's a lot of like tobacco companies that are like based in New Orleans. One of them was called Mr. Frogs or something. And it just was like, oh, let me get into like tobacco. Cause I didn't want to smoke weed
high
or anything.
High school Jeff liked jazz and New Orleans culture.
I used to make beignets and po' boys and
Cafe Du Monde.
Our kitchen was Cafe Du Monde that year.
You were like three
pieces. Just powdered sugar everywhere.
Red velvet smoking jacket that I got from a costume store, and I would go out into the garage by myself, play Louis Armstrong music, and smoke pipe tobacco, and say to myself in my own head, "This is the life."
I'm sorry to hear that.
That explains so much.
I feel like, Marika, you and I are actually way more similar than you care to admit.
At least publicly.
You think I did that in high school?
No, but like getting really into things, doing them shamelessly, getting deep into cultures like you know, nerd cultures.
Yeah, I'm a big nerd culture fandom person. Yeah. Not New Orleans jazz.
Bygone
culture,
eras, yeah.
But I definitely not just like superheroes and TV shows and stuff.
Amir, riddle me this. Do you think that there's ever been a bygone era in the Bywater District?
He wants to leave.
You could tell he's
hand hovering over the button.
It hasn't even been 10 minutes. You can't leave yet.
It's been over 20. It just feels like 10 for you.
I'm talking about the final. I'm talking about the final cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like after we trim the fat, which is basically anything you've said. Without a funny retort from us. No, I don't think there's been a bygone era in the Bywater District.
See, that's where you're
next
wrong.
Next question.
That's where you're wrong because guess what? Yeah.
Don't double down on shit.
All right. What about... Yeah, let me ask you this. Dan...
You're really good at interviewing.
I don't think so. I think that this show is every week might be the last episode because of me. What was, did you guys go to a wedding this year or like?
Of course not. Of course we didn't go to a wedding this year.
Actually, I had one.
You had a wedding this year?
Yeah.
How'd you guys pull that off? No guests, minimal guests, outdoors, masks?
20 guests, only the most elite and closest family members.
Smart.
And everybody got tested. Pretty much everybody got tested afterwards and everyone was good.
Perfect. 20 for 20. A clean
affair. I
think so,
unless someone's lying.
Yeah, I'll track them down.
But yeah,
Colonel Aioli got COVID in the library with a sphere.
Aioli, isn't that a kind of sauce?
Yeah, so that's a board game I wanted to pitch to Amir. It's Cluvid 19.
What else you got?
Other board games are just kind of ideas because I thought of a drive-through lotion spot.
called?
I haven't come up with the title because it's more about what it is. That's important, not really the title. The title can obviously come after, especially like if investors have ideas, for sure. Feel free to pitch.
Drive through what?
Lotion spot. So
and
it'd be like,
what is
it'd
that?
Be like McDonald's, but instead of getting food, you would get rubbed. So it's kind of like it's massage envy meets, like, honestly, for lack of a better term, rallies.
That sounds extremely illegal.
If that's illegal, then lock me up because I have rubbed lotion into some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
We will lock you up. Yeah. It's probably for rubbing lotion into people who were ordering a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Probably in your driveway.
Well, in high school, I worked at a cafe in Sugar Falls, Ohio called Lemon Falls. And people would be like, can I get the green smoothie? And I'd be like, I gotcha. And, you know, neck rubs, foot rubs, whatever they needed. And I had clients is what I had. I was a minor and I was kind of. You know, what kind of pressure do you want? Asking questions like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting sad now. I can just imagine like a 14-year-old Jeffrey with like a 3-piece suit on and
smoking
jacket with like hard bottom shoes on, just like at work.
Hey man, what
flipping a coin.
You have a uniform and it's not what you're wearing.
Not a smoothie.
Just like a Model T in the parking lot. Like, what are you? Model T is it?
How do you make this much money? You're 9. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Amir, you host a podcast. Why don't you fucking bring something to the table?
Oh my God. Holy shit. I love that. For the first time in this entire podcast run, that energy, that's what you need. You're fucking fed up. We've been pushing you for 6 months, and it's to get you here. God, that was awesome.
No, but like, what's on your mind? Like, people are interested in your life specifically if they're listening to the HeadGum Podcast. Like, what's Any real estate?
Do you notice that my Zoom background is different?
I was going to say something. What room are you in?
Same room.
Same room as usual. I built a new desk. I built a standing desk.
Yeah, but like from a box, right? Like you didn't forge it from 2x4s.
No, God, no. I didn't build it from scratch. Yeah, I assembled it from Jarvis, the company that made it. But I'm now standing as I talk to you, which is better for my physical well-being than just sitting down hunched over. Over there is where I used to sit.
Yeah.
Now I'm up here feeling good. Yeah. The problem is I plugged it into an outlet so I can raise and lower it, and the outlet is dead. So now I'm committed to standing for the time being until an electrical socket in my house gets fixed, which who knows when the next time I want like three people in here fucking coughing, looking inside the walls for a few hours to figure out where the socket goes awry.
Yeah. You can't just reset the circuit or something? Like go to the circuit breaker?
I did. Yeah. It's not just this outlet. It's a few of them around the house are like dying and they're all like connected in some weird way. And then it's like, it's a full multi-day project, I guess.
No, that is actually very inhibitive. I used to live in, I lived in an apartment for a couple of months this year. And it wasn't that the outlets were dead. It's just that they had very little power. So my laptop just wouldn't charge. I would have to constantly keep it in to kind of, it was keeping it afloat. It wasn't safe. You know what I mean? Like there was absolutely
voltage wise. It was just like stasis rather than charge.
Exactly. So glad I got out of there.
You need good outlets. It's a game changer. I'm running like extension cords all over my house. Yeah. Like one thing, television's plugged into like one across the hall. This one's dead. My new desk can't lower. So, you know, it's tough times for everyone, not just me, but I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it as much as anybody else, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure homeschooling is also difficult, but like, yeah, my table just won't go any lower than this. And my Zoom is on battery power.
And you do still have the old desk. It's right behind you, right?
Yeah, this?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm selling it if anyone needs.
Like, did you put it on Craigslist?
I need to get rid of it now. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you want it?
I don't want or need it.
$500.
There's no way that cost that even at retail.
$550. Yeah.
You're increasing.
Well, don't worry about how much it used to cost, but I autographed the bottom of it.
$115. $115 seems fair for that.
Deal.
I'm not buying it.
Can you pick it up today?
I'm not buying it. I'm saying that like for someone else.
I'll put it outside for him.
There's two steps I want you to take. The first one is just calm down because your shoulders are near your ears. The second one is take a photo of it, put it to your, he's lifting it with only his back. There is also a bunch of shit on the desk. Now he's sitting on the desk trying to lift it again with his back backwards.
He's going under the desk to try to push it up.
I haven't seen or heard from Avital in several weeks. So the general assumption / consensus is that he is sad.
I think he's unscrewing each screw with his bare hands.
And you don't even mean that he doesn't have gloves on. He has gloves on. He's just, his hands are so thick. They're like a bear's.
It's done? Is the deed done?
It might need to be. Yeah. He might need to help me like get it out of this room.
I'm not buying it.
It's
just, if you post a photo of that thing to your Instagram story and say, hey.
That thing. It's a You're desk. Talking about it like it's.
It is an object. I'm not talking about a person. A thing is fine. If you post that to your Instagram story and say, hey, $200 OBO, you'll sell it that day.
But is it to like a random person that I know will then have to find out where it lives?
No buts. Just sell it, right?
But I don't want random people I don't know showing up at my house.
So go down to the it's two blocks away from you. And then just like,
you don't have to say that. You don't have to, okay. You don't have to say what I live near or my zip code.
Something shit like that. Just meet them in the fucking parking lot.
I'm not dragging my desk to a fucking.
Then you're not going to sell the bitch. You're not going to sell the bitch. You're kidding yourself if you think you're going to sell it on Craigslist. People aren't going to fucking recognize you.
How would they recognize me from a picture of a desk on Craigslist?
From Lonely and Horny Season 2.
They also don't need to because it's a desk.
What was that, Marika?
They don't need to recognize you because it's a desk and it's probably good. So like that should be enough, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they need
your star power to sell it.
That would be a nice, cool like HGTV show, like desks from famous people or like furniture from famous people and just.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't even consider myself that famous. I mean, I have some notoriety, but like I should be able to fucking hawk flip this desk at a profit. Like I don't think that's out of the question here.
Flip or flop.
Like I'm verified on Instagram. Like that should be worth something. And I feel like when I post about it on Nextdoor, I'm getting these messages that are like, who the fuck are you? I never heard of you. And I'm like responding publicly too. I'm like, you don't know who the fuck I am? Ask your fucking kids. and it's like a, it's a 20-year-old. So like he's already in the demo. So like, and then I'm getting harassed and I'm trying to like push back a little bit. And it's getting to the point where I'm like looking over my shoulder constantly. Cause I feel
you're
like
you're not welcome in your own neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like this tweenager that's been harassing me and I'm like, come find me, come get this. You know, I'm like that. I'm like that. And I put my address and now like,
why did you give him your address? What are you talking about?
Well, I posted it publicly. He's like, what are you, little bitch? Post your fucking address here. I'm like, all right, here it is. And I said what it is. And now like I'm getting a lot of like ding dong dash, like
ditch, but yeah.
egging situation. Yeah.
TikTok like, videos people, like, in your front door. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's fucking annoying. And I deleted it, but I guess he took a screen grab and he posted it on like a message board that these local teens are in. Yeah. Like, I guess... Yeah, they all sort of communicate with one another.
Also.
Yeah, and they're harassing me on TikTok.
It's all the same app. It's just TikTok. Like, you don't have to, like, spread it all over the place. It's just TikTok.
So let me know if you need the... Yeah. I might have to move houses, but let me know if you need the desk.
To uproot my family, bud, you can have this desk.
Yeah. I think I have to get out of fucking Dodge soon, but you can come grab the desk. I have to leave through the back.
The back, yeah, the back is... Yeah,
yeah, don't worry about where it is. It's, you don't have to say where it is.
I hope this isn't actually where this man lives.
It is. It is. It's all correct. I am furious. He's gonna have to bleep this. Bleep, beep. What is it? You have to bleep it. You have to beep it.
Bleep. If it was beep, I think it would be like a car horn. I think Marika can talk a little bit more about that.
No comment.
Because she is wearing a car horn hat.
Heart. Marika, huh? It's such a small thing, but it's car heart. You said car horn.
Yeah, hat.
Oh, that was a pun. That went over my head. Ferris cut that out. That's the first time I felt like a fucking idiot on the show, even though I get told that I am, not only on the show, in the Slack, on email. Cohen just will randomly text me that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
I know, but I mean, like, we don't have an HR department yet. All right, here we go. Danny, do you wear contacts?
No.
All right. Marika?
No.
Doesn't she I've never have seen you without on? Glasses. Do you not wear contacts?
I don't wear contacts, no.
Prescription?
Yep.
What's the prescription?
I don't know.
You don't
dude.
Know your own prescription? This is a genuine question.
I have astigmatism.
All right.
So my eyes aren't that bad, but like bad enough that I need glasses.
All right. Then forget this. All right. This episode is coming out on November 27th. And guess what happens the next day?
Your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, it's my Jordan year. So I feel like I got to celebrate it Danny Sellers style, Chicago and all.
That's a Jordan year.
That's stuck in the house, snowed in, depressed, drinking alcohol and looking out the window, trying to figure out when the fuck you're gonna move to LA. Is that the
Yes, honestly. I'm not that far from you. I'm back in Ohio. And yeah, we're gonna be snowed in and I'm gonna be depressed for sure. No, I don't know. Well, the thing is, like, we had a question. We had Jake on the show a couple months ago, and one of the times he was on. And I said,
that doesn't sound like him.
Ferris, cut that out. Just, like, make it one train of thought. No, I don't know. Well, the thing is, like, we had a question. We had Jake on the show a couple months ago, and one of the times he was on. And I asked him what the best age to be was, or at least in his experience. And he said 23. And I said, I don't think so. Because I'm about to be 23 and I have nothing to show for it. A and B, we're in the fucking global pandemic. I can't even go. I can't go on dates. I can't go out. I can't go to concerts. I can't go to sporting events. I can't go. Even going to the beach is kind of a risk. It's like, it's the worst year of my life. You know what I mean? And I think 30, whatever. What? How old is Jake? 49?
I think he's 35.
30, yeah, 39.
No, 35. 35, yeah. You're off by 14 years.
Also, like, you're saying you're turning 23 this year.
Uh-huh. And it's the worst year of your life. It hasn't even started yet. Yeah. And also, it seems very personal to you.
Well, it's my attitude that might ruin it. I'm not even talking about the pandemic at this point.
All right.
Danny, what is your favorite year of your life? Age or just Ooh. Year, like calendar year?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like 21 was pretty tight. Because you're just like, when you're in college, even though you're broke, everyone else is broke. So it's like, all right, we're just all broke. But you're like, at the peak of brokenness, like you're months away from potentially not being broke.
It's like the most, it's a very carefree, it's a carefree age.
Yeah.
Where were you when you were 21?
My birthday is June 25th. So it was during the summer. And as a former collegiate athlete, I was at school. So it was just like this ragtag group of summer people vibing in like nice. Apartment parties in North Carolina. And it was carefree. It was pretty tight.
Duke, UNC.
Neither. You just named
either state.
You just named two schools in like a big ass state. Like,
you're gonna have to keep going. There's like there's hundreds of colleges just in
Wesleyan,
one little area.
I went to a Wesleyan.
Yeah, it's like Wesleyan, but it's a little more southern.
By the name of it, or is it legitimately southern? I went to Elon.
You went to Elon.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I know so many people.
Middle name.
Is that really your middle name?
Yep.
My buddy Davis went to Elon.
And my buddy Elon went to Davis.
I knew you were going to say that.
I have trust issues around this podcast. I don't know what to believe.
That's probably very
I think it's more
fair.
Real than it isn't. I just think it's just, I guess there's something about my overall air that puts people on edge. And like, this is exactly how dates go. Like what this, I'm dating all of you guys.
I'm married,
like
sir.
That. And you never answered, what are you going to do on your birthday? Do you have any plans?
I think my family's planning a dinner.
What if they don't?
Like a post-Thanksgiving.
What are you going to do if there's nothing planned? Like they're just like, yo.
I don't.
It's just a random Thursday. They're just like relaxing.
Hey! Come downstairs. They're like, what? Oh, I got it.
It's like watching headphones in, watching TV. How are you gonna react?
I don't like my own birthday. I like other people's birthdays because when it's your birthday, you have this like a lot of attention on yourself, and like attention can be fine in small doses. Like if you're like Danny, you know, like or Amir, Marika, all of you guys are performers. You know, if you're performing, attention's great. Marika, you're a tap dancer and you got Hamilton tickets by performing the track.
And I hated every second of it.
I don't think so. You had a smile on your face.
I have really bad stage fright.
You know, that feels warranted and good and positive, but it's your birthday. You're at dinner with like your closest friends, which I like that. But then it's just like everybody's like, I don't know. The attention, it should be more egalitarian than it is on birthday for me. But then if it's somebody else's birthday, I like embarrassing them and making it all about them. So
no,
what
agree.
Am I doing on my birthday? Ideally, nothing.
I think you say that until the day comes and when people are like eating headphones in, like not, you're going to be pretty rattled.
Then you're a little sad about
very
it.
Very rattled.
Yeah, we could do whatever you want for dinner. Do you want it like Sbarro's or something?
Sbarro's, the mall food court pizza?
Yeah, I mean, you said you didn't want to do anything for your birthday, so I figure we can all just go to like, I don't know. We'll do like Yoshinoya or something for lunch, and then
the beef bowls, the gray beef bowls.
Yeah. You should send him Yoshinoya from have
know,
it travel from
address.
California to Ohio.
They definitely don't have Yoshinoya near me. I'm in the middle of the country.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's a good thing. That's the one positive. That there's not a Yoshinoya in sight. I can't drive 5 blocks near my house in LA without seeing a fucking beef bowl ad.
That's fine.
He's pissed off about them.
Yeah, just an ad.
They just want to make money. They just want to make money, sir.
Yeah,
they have families too.
No, I just get upset.
Yeah. Yeah, you do just get upset.
What have you guys been doing? Look, we started this show at the beginning of quarantine, right? Basically, like April, May. It was kind of novel to hear what everyone was stoned on out. This is a very serious question. This is what I was just talking to Marika before we started recording this. I'm trying to find a happy middle ground between going way too absurd, like Between Two Ferns, and like just being a boring talk show like any other advice show or anything. This is a serious question. Just saying, when we started the show, it was like interesting to hear what people were doing in their quarantine. You know, we're all home for the first time. We don't know what's going on, what's going to happen, how long is this going to last. People are making sourdough, what have you. Now we're in the fix. We're in the thick of it. We're in the throes of it. I think it's finally again an interesting question to ask. What have you been doing in quarantine?
Yeah, that's fair. I'll go first. I've truly just been watching too many movies and too much television. That's how I spend all of my time. I finish work, I close my computer, and I turn on my TV, and I'm just constantly looking at screens all day. It's great.
It's pretty tight. I started a new job, so I'm trying to keep that. So that's been a lot of my time. Is getting ramped up and collaborating with Marika. So thank you so much. I got a stationary. I got a stationary bike.
I was gonna try to make a joke, not this one, but it was so genuine that I couldn't do it.
Thank you so much for guiding me in my career. Marika's gonna shit on me. No, I got a stationary bike, so that's pretty tight. Not a Peloton, not in that
I was going to ask.
Not in that tax bracket yet, but I don't want to give people, I don't know if we're allowed to just shout out brands.
Jeff has asked for people's salaries multiple times on this show. And you don't have, you shouldn't tell him, but he's, you just know that there's a precedence for it.
Yeah, I am curious a little bit, like, what are they offering at HeadGum nowadays? Because I'm definitely locked into what I was making in 2016, and I just, there's been no increase, no. There's been no raises.
Yeah.
No.
It's just 40, enough to, just enough 50. To get by, you know.
That's... Oh, so like 28.
Yeah.
$28 an hour, yeah.
Really? So over double what I make.
When you say it like that, it seems like you're being underpaid, but if you look at the output, it's fairly accurate.
Output based compensation.
Yeah.
I work on commission and that sucks for me just because of, you know.
You don't sell anything.
What have you been doing during the quarantine, Jeff?
Recently, I've been, I just came back to Ohio and I've been in quarantine because my dad's immunocompromised. We talked about this in a lot of episodes. It doesn't matter. It matters to me, but not for the show. So I've just been in a guest bedroom quarantining. So I've been watching Gilmore Girls. To be sure. Luke,
are you listening to Gilmore Guys?
I will afterwards. I don't necessarily want to do it as I go because it's just, that's a lot of media. But I'm excited to listen to it once I know. But like, dude, Luke was woke.
I never watched Gilmore
I thought
Girls.
You watched for sure. I thought you watched.
Nope.
Yeah, watching Gilmore Girls, doing yoga for the first time. I mean, I did yoga a couple times over a summer a few years ago, but it was hot yoga, so I just always leave feeling awful. So now I'm trying to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, without, you know, dehydrating and exhausting myself. Not from the, it's supposed to make you more in tune with your body, not make you have out of body experiences because you're so dehydrated.
It's so bad. I've only been to hot yoga twice in my life, and the second time it was when I was in high school and I like walked into this room and the only spot left was right by the heater.
Oh my God.
And I didn't realize. And so I was doing it and I was like, I need to leave the room. Like I can't breathe. And I literally had to ask the teacher if I could go and she refused and just made me lay there.
She locked the door
in the
Is
room
the door
next to the heater. She was like, you can't leave. Like you're not allowed to leave. So I was just like lying there on my back, like, hyperventilating for 10 Jesus. More minutes before the class was
leave?
Over. She wouldn't let me. I guess I could have, but I was like, apparently opening the door was like a
gust of
sin.
Wind that like actually helps people out. Yeah.
Yeah. Gives them their second wind.
She would have had a fucking panic attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. So I never returned to Bikram ever again.
Amir, what about you? Experimenting with anything in the bedroom or?
Yep. Yeah, you can tell.
No, I
absolutely.
I only said that because I could see that he wanted to leave, and I was like, I gotta give him an out. Oh, how the sausage gets made. How do you guys deal with like seasonal depression, but also just like kind of general depression?
Not well. Watching TV all the time.
Break a sweat. I got this little bootleg stationary bike, and dog walks during the day are pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that brings your mood up than. More than picking up dog shit, so that's always pretty good.
It's almost instantaneous too. Like the motion of you picking it up makes mm-hmm. your mood up at the same time.
The warmth and it's like cold outside. Oh. Yeah,
yeah. What kind of dog do you have?
French bulldog.
That's cute. I love Frenchies.
Would you ever get a dog, Jeff?
Yeah, I would. I got it. I'm not gonna lie. Like Danny, I don't know if you know this about me, Danny. I got bit in the face by a basset hound earlier this year.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I really did.
Damn. That's not even like an aggressive ass dog. At least lie and change the kind of dog. Like a fucking.
Well, I don't want to give Rottweilers or Pitbulls worse raps.
But that's like the sleepiest, most slowest. What were you doing?
Kissing it goodnight, Sellers.
That's horrible for your brain.
I like to say, no, it was an encapsulation of my love life. I try to do good and I get bitten in the fucking face. My mom was fostering a dog. It was not a basset hound. It was just very flighty and she had told me that, but that night the dog was like laying on my lap. I was petting her. She like was looking up at me with these like puppy dog eyes. I was like, oh, I got through to her. Like she likes me. She trusts me. So, and I thought she dozed off. I'm about to go to sleep. Let me kiss it on the forehead. I kiss it on the forehead. It's past traumas, whatever they might be, came up to the surface and the subconscious state bit me almost in the eyeball.
You want to know how I got this scar? It was from a dog. But that definitely, like, look, I still love dogs, but it definitely set me back maybe a couple of years of like when I'll get a dog. I'm also just like too young to, I think, take care of a dog.
Yeah, I would love a dog. I just can't. I feel like this is not the time for me to get a dog this
maybe
year.
A cat.
And I know I have friends that have gotten cats and dogs this year, but I can't.
Yeah, I got mine during, well, before last summer we got little Jamal. So it was before the pandemic.
Is he little?
He's 32 pounds. He's decent little Frenchie, you know.
Medium.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, is companionship and, you know, on a unconditional love and
getting bit in the face. That's a crazy breed to get bit by.
It wasn't a basset hound. She was like a mixed breed dog. I don't exactly know.
But it's funny. Then keep it like, it's like lions say it was a basset hound.
Well, I've been trying to milk it for comedic value because otherwise it's just physically and emotionally painful because you can't see it in this lighting, but I do have a scar on my forehead in the most awkward place possible, and it looks like a pimple. But yeah, it's fading. I think it'll be better. And if not, there's always like creams and elective surgeries that you can do. Anyway. Oh, no, I was just saying elective surgeries. I think that about wraps up this week's show. Marika, is there anything you want to plug personally or professionally? High and Mighty Power Hour, but that happened before this. Which was, Danny, I don't know if you heard it. It's that this guy, one of the co-hosts of Doughboys, can suck his own dick.
Oh, what? Oh my god.
So I didn't even think that was actually possible. Like, even if you have a huge dick, like, you have a spine. You have a spine and you have a rib cage.
That's nuts.
I don't know, man. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Alon.
When is it appropriate to follow your coworkers?
I thought I followed. Whenever. I think I followed. I might not have followed you yet, Danny. I think immediately the day you start.
Nah, hell no.
I do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the day you start, but I think it's pretty soon after. Like once you actually talk to them a little bit.
Well, also like the culture at HeadGum is very like, I don't know, I think we're all friends.
Yeah, but also we're also like not ever in the same room this year, so I can see why it's like a weird, like, I'm not going to do it yet sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's
Danny,
all
plugs?
I had to say.
Still have my job. Follow HeadGum. You have a nice large podcast. Go to gumball.fm to help me with next week. Whenever this drops, make my week a lot easier if I get people interested in joining.
Yeah.
Follow me. Follow Sellers on all social media. Anything else I'm working on or doing will be there. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at I am Jeffrey James, Twitter at Don't Play No James. And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks. Thank you guys for joining me. Have a great weekend. And everybody, I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. And everybody celebrate my birthday tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
I like it's a Saturday, so people might as well like shotgun a beer. Cellar style.
I think
so.
Yeah, they can celebrate in their
old
own way.
Cellar style.
Tears running nice. Down your eyes, looking out the window.
Yeah. It's from the bubbles. Old style actually is like, I think, one of my favorite light beers, though. I wish it was more widely available.
Yeah, it's a good little, I don't know if they're always tall boys, but it's a good tall, it's a really good dive bar beer. It's typically $2 to $3 in Chicago. It's a nice little vibe.
Ideal.
When was the last time you did a shot of Malort?
Probably like not this summer, but the summer before.
So you broke up with
last winter.
Okay.
No, somebody was in town. You know, people come to town, they're like, oh, do you know about Malort? Let's try it. It's like the in and out of LA. Like, oh, you've been to in it. Like, sir, this is, my stomach hurts whenever I eat this or drink this.
I can't change my life just because you're on vacation.
Right, yeah. In-N-Out, when I lived in San Francisco, In-N-Out ruined my days multiple times. Like, it was like a ticking time bomb. If I eat In-N-Out, call the Uber as I'm finishing this last three fries because my body is shutting down.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get your full story of where you've lived because I didn't know you lived in San Francisco, but this is the little cliffhanger. So keep listening to the HeadGum Podcast. We'll get Seller's Story. That's an episode title for future reference. Seller's Story. Mark, write that down, Ferris. We're going to come up with it together. All right, arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.